British Sky Broadcasting presents The Last Mimsy, starring Chris O'Neill, Rhiannon Lee Rin, Jolie Richardson, and Timothy Hutton. Directed by Robert Shea.
Okay, everybody, ready? Let's settle down. Today, I'm going to show you a story. Let's all tune in together. A long time ago, the soul of our planet was sick. People had become isolated and warlike. Our world was frightened. It was dying. But a great scientist was trying to save us. He had tried many times, and he knew he could only try once more. This was the last Mimsy.
It's gotta be my new braces. I'm not a terrorist, okay?
Are you sure about that? Let's see what's in your pockets.
The third time she's done that. We're gonna be late for the test.
You study?
All night, I'm freaked out.
Come here. Check your messages.
Whoa, gee, thanks, man.
Courtesy of my cousin Bob.
Took the test last week.
Cool.
Listen up, all right? Now, just a reminder, science fair projects are due 1 week after vacation. Okay. Oh, come on. It's going to be a great fair this year. There's lots of great exhibits. You have tests sitting in front of you. Noah, you're not an amoeba. You have a spine. Use it. Sit up straight. That goes for all of you. Come on, you guys. Let's get focused here. You have 30 minutes. And begin.
School children turn over papers on their desks. Next, they board a school bus.
So, how'd you do?
Total choke.
You didn't use the text I sent you.
Mr. White coughed. I think he saw.
You're such a wuss. Hey, look at this.
Look.
I'm in the front. I have times four.
Hey, dude, you want to come over?
Can't. Leaving for Whidbey in an hour.
Whidbey? For Easter vacation? How lame.
Tell me about it.
The bus speeds past snow-covered mountains and fir trees.
Hey!
Oh, hey, sweetheart, how's it going?
I packed up the car already. You were supposed to be home.
Listen, we're gonna leave first thing in the morning, I promise, but you gotta tell the kids there was nothing I could do about it.
Oh, sweetheart.
I'm sorry. I'm gonna get home late, so eat without me, okay?
Emma, where are you? We're eating.
Come on, Mom!
Okay.
You know what? It snapped.
Oh, honey, sit down. We can fix it later.
Please.
No, you're the sensitive world genius. Why don't you do it?
I can't do it. I don't have dexterity.
Dexterity? What kind of mutant are you?
Noah.
Fine, where's the stupid string?
It's in my stupid hand.
Why couldn't I have a normal sister like everyone else?
Come on, sit down so that we can eat like family, okay?
It.
How else would you eat it?
Mommy, I don't understand. Why do you have to kill it? You didn't do anything to anyone.
What about that chopped up cow you're eating?
What chopped up cow?
What do you think hamburger is?
Emma spits out a hamburger.
Did you have to?
David enters Noah's bedroom. Noah is playing a game on TV.
You there?
Dad. You're home?
Yeah. I'm sorry about tonight. Okay? Oh, you're in a bad mood, aren't you? Is it because I'm late? What is it? Your sister's school? What is it?
School. School sucks.
Okay. What else? What else?
Life sucks. I suck.
You suck. All right. Well, just put it on pause for a second, because I want to tell you, you're partly right, because sometimes life does suck, and sometimes school sucks, but you're completely wrong on the Noah Wilder front. I should know. I mean, I've lived with him for, how old are you? 10 years. And I will put it in writing, money back guarantee, full warranty, whatever you want, to tell you that Noah Wilder does not suck. In fact, he's the greatest kid I know.
David gives Noah a hug. Next morning...
No. Listen, if he accepts the motion, we're done. Don't you dare. I'll be there in 20 minutes. Sorry, Joe. Take the kids to Whidbey. I'll be there later.
Seagulls fly over a boat as it speeds across a river. Joe Wilder holds Emma in her arms on the deck, and both are laughing. Noah plays a game on his PlayStation. Next, a car drives down an avenue of trees and stops outside a large house. Joe, Emma, and Noah get out of the car.
Come on, get out. Sweetie, get out. Isn't that pretty?
Oh, look at it. It's so beautiful. I'll get the keys.
Joe gets the keys and unlocks French windows leading into the house.
Oh, look at it. I love this place. Oh, careful. You okay? Magic staircase. Here you go.
Noah and Emma run out of the house down to the beach. Noah is carrying a small surfboard, and Emma holds a plastic beach bucket. Waves roll onto the shore. Noah runs back into the water. He pulls a large box-shaped object out of the sand, and it flies through the air near to where Emma is standing. She runs over to it, and Noah joins her. Noah picks up the box, then drops it onto the sand. The lid of the box twists open. Noah puts his hand in and takes out a green, oblong-shaped crystal.
What's that?
I don't know. Read the directions.
Do you see any directions?
Emma peers into the box.
Keep it secret.
Noah carries the box, wrapped in a beach towel, into the house. Later, he lies on the bed with Emma, examining the crystal.
Dinner's almost on. You coming down?
Yeah, in a sec.
What is that?
Oh. I don't know. Emma and I found it on the beach.
Let me see.
Look at all those triangles.
Make a nice papal meatball.
Later that night, Emma sits propped up in her bed. The room is dark. Emma gets out of bed, creeps over to Noah, and pulls out the box from underneath his bed. Emma puts the box on the floor and turns to check Noah is asleep. The box opens and Emma looks down at a deep blue light. She puts in her hand and pulls out a large shell, which she holds to her ear. She puts her hand back into the box and pulls out a blue snail-like object with three fronds on the top. She puts this next to the shell on the bed. Next, Emma takes out a dark cone-shaped object which glitters with crystals. Suddenly, the pattern on the box twists open and reveals a toy rabbit made of cream and white felt. Its long floppy ears have large brown strictures around them, as well as on the feet, which have pink pads. A small circle is embroidered on the rabbit's stomach. Emma takes the rabbit out of the box and the two begin to speak to each other. Noah gets out of bed and walks over to Emma.
What are they for? It's like she's talking to me.
Yeah, right.
Like this?
Emma picks up a piece of the broken crystal, which spins in the air. Crystals rotate faster and faster, creating a blue haze. Emma smiles as she puts her index finger and hand into the haze. Her hand sparkles until Noah pulls it out. The haze disappears. Emma wiggles her index finger.
This stuff could be dangerous.
Maybe we should tell someone.
I showed the green glass thing to Mom. She thought it was a paperweight. Maybe other people don't see what we see.
Maybe you can use these for your science project.
I'm not even gonna do a science project. And I bet Mr. White couldn't care less.
Good morning, Mr. Willpower.
Morning.
I thought you were dieting.
I thought you were meditating. Aren't you supposed to be in Nirvana?
I am. Larry, are you seriously eating that?
I haven't had anything to eat in 8 hours.
Oh, really? That's called sleeping.
Here, come on. Oh, my goodness.
No, yes. I am not so easily tempted.
What about him?
Stop it. Let me focus.
I had another one of those dreams last night.
Were there any lotto numbers?
No, no numbers. Just that same light and that spinning mandala shape coming down at me.
Are you sure? Because sometimes you forget
no,
historically.
No numbers. Just, okay. Ever since we left Nepal, It's that same dream. I don't get it. It's like the shape is sucking me into it.
Don't talk. Just try not to lose it. Just see if it can come back to you, then you can remember.
You're trying to get numbers out of me.
No, I'm not.
There were no numbers.
So sad. Oh, we could have been so rich. Could you imagine how many people we could have helped with that money?
Naomi, let it go, okay? It was a year and a half ago. It just happened once. It was a total fluke.
Larry, you dreamt all six numbers of a winning lottery ticket. We could have won $18 million. How is that a fluke?
Come on,
Larry!
I'm sorry, I know.
Oh, really? Is this what's going on right now?
It is.
Mm-hmm. You think you can just kiss your way
back? I do. You know what? It's Easter vacation. Let's celebrate.
I got you, Alan. I tagged you. You're it. Oh, you're not gonna get me. You can't get me.
Joe reads a book as Noah and Emma play on the beach.
Em.
Noah stares at Emma as she leaps effortlessly from a log.
Oh, man, that feels good. You got some pretty intact sand dollars there.
Pretty nice.
Reminds me of Mr. White.
Try it. This is Minzy's shell.
Noah holds the shell to his ear. The noise stops when Noah takes the shell away from his ear. Noah takes the shell away from his ear and sees a garden with plants and small stones. Joe listens to the music on her iPod. Noah sees a black and white butterfly on a yellow flower in the garden. A centipede crawls over a log. Waves roll onto the shore. A small crab creeps out from under a rock. An ant crawls over a small rock. Followed by Emma, Noah runs over to some larger rocks. A spider is at the center of its web. The spider twists and turns to the rhythm of the sound. Nighttime, and Joe, Emma, and Noah are in the garden.
Isn't that just the most beautiful day, huh? The beach.
Sweetie, come here. I'm cold. I need a cuddle.
Yes.
That's good. Nice and warm.
God, look at it.
So beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I love this.
Me too.
Look at all the stars, Mommy.
Yeah.
So big. Are we the only people in the universe?
That is a very big question. And nobody really knows, honey.
I don't think we are.
I think you're probably right. So what do you say, guys? How about we make some s'mores,
Well, actually, I'm not hungry.
I'm full, too. My tummy's so full, I'm gonna go upstairs.
Oh. Me too. I'm kind of tired. We can do s'mores tomorrow, okay, Mom?
Next day. Emma talks to the rabbit as she pretends to make tea.
I have a girlfriend named Marcy, but she doesn't always like me. She thinks I'm too smart. And the girls in my class don't talk to me because I like astronomy and I play the violin. I know, I'm your friend too. Tea, ladies.
Noah sits on the porch staring at the crystal in his hand. The crystal twinkles. Noah looks up at the sky. The sun shines through the branches of a tall fir tree. Geometric patterns appear in the sky. Noah follows the patterns as they trace across the garden. The patterns center on a can of fizzy drink near Noah. As Noah looks on, fascinated, the patterns concentrate on the can. The can is subsumed into the pattern in a glowing green light, then reappears on the table where Emma and the rabbit are having tea.
How'd you do that, Noah?
I don't know, with my brain. I just looked at it and it disappeared.
Noah touches the can, which spurts open.
It's not funny.
It is to me. You better clean that up.
You're not the boss of me, okay?
Hey, Noah, Lindsay knows things.
Oh, yeah? What kind of things?
I think she reads minds. She knows all about us.
Like what?
She knows our names, where we were born, and what kind of French fries I like.
That's nice.
And you know what else? She said Daddy's gonna call. That's Daddy!
Mommy. Emma and Noah run into the house.
Guess what?
I know. Daddy's coming.
How'd you know that? He just called me from the car.
Mimsy told me.
Yeah, Mimsy told her.
Daddy! Daddy's here! Daddy! 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 Daddy's coming!
Daddy. Hey, guys!
Daddy!
Daddy! Give me a hug. Hey, bye. How are you? Huh? Oh, I'm happy to see you guys.
Hi.
Hey, you. What a mess.
She just hangs onto that rabbit day and night. And Noah, it's just like he's on another planet, you know? They're not my babies anymore.
No.
No, it's true. You know, we haven't played one board game since we've been here. Not one. Mm-hmm. You know, we barely talked apart from at dinner, and then they run off before we're done. It's really different.
They're growing up.
They'll always be your babies, Joe. Our babies.
All right, thanks, Mike. I'll grab the bucket, okay? All right, here we go. This one's for you.
Why are you giving me a club? Dad, I'm not gonna play golf, am I?
Ah, come on, we're gonna give it a try.
Noah and David walk onto the practice range at the golf course. Noah stares at the crystal as David practices.
Noah, come give it a try.
No, Dad, you know I suck at sports.
Oh, well, now this is not a sport. This is an obsession. Come on.
Well, you're gonna like this. Okay. Now you wanna line up. All right. There you go. Just get in position. Now you don't wanna kill it. You don't wanna kill it. All right. You just wanna let the gravity just glide the club right down to the ball. All right, now, and it's not about strength, it's about control. Okay? You ready? Hold on. Just wanna see right where you are here.
As Noah looks down at the golf course, the geometric patterns appear. Noah looks down and sees the patterns forming on his golf ball and the club. Noah hits the ball, which flies into the sky, disappearing in a bright blue glow before hitting the net. The ball comes to rest past the 300-yard marker.
Found your sport.
Later at Noah's school.
And this, ladies and gentlemen, is a basic outline of the story of DNA and of the doctors Watson and Crick who cracked the genetic code that controls all living things. And we now believe that genes don't just control the way we look, but also how we think and how we act and how we feel. So, when people mess with Mother Nature, look out, because pollutants can change us. And not just chemical and biological ones, cultural ones as well. Perfectly good DNA becomes a bunch of useless junk carried from generation to generation. And as a case in point, I'd like you to meet a very special friend of mine. This is Charlie. He'd like to say hello. He's a little shy. How you doing? You don't want to come out? No, I think you should. Gotcha. Ta-da!
Gross.
Oh, yes. Gross. Ooh, that's right. This is what happens when you screw with the code. And don't tell your parents I said the word screw, please. This is what happens when pollutants contaminate DNA. Let Charlie be a warning. This could happen to us. You want to end up with two heads? I don't think so. This can happen to all living things. And in fact, it may be happening right now.
Then why don't they do something? Why don't they stop it?
Excellent question, Wendy. Why don't they do something? Why don't they stop it? Who is this they that Wendy's referring to, I wonder, huh? What do you think? They is all of us, right? Okay, thank you. We'll see you on Wednesday. Keep working on your science fair projects.
Noah and the other children leave the classroom. Larry tidies up. He picks up the paper Noah has been working on and stares at it in amazement.
You play golf?
No, what's going on?
Nothing's going on. I mean, I was bored out of my mind.
Noah! Noah, do you have a sec? I need to talk to you about this.
Yeah. I'm out of here, dude.
Oh, just relax, Noah. It's okay. It's not about the test. It's about this. Hey, did you draw this?
Yeah.
Okay. What was your inspiration? I mean, where did you come up with this design?
I was just scribbling. I do it all the time. And I've got a whole book full.
May I?
Can you see them?
That is incredible.
My favorite one is you.
Beautiful. Do you know what these are called?
No.
They're actually called mandalas. Have you ever seen one before?
No. Never heard of one or seen.
Noah, would it be all right if I borrowed these for a little while?
Borrow all you want. Trade you for an A. Only kidding. See ya.
You sure it's not in one of the other books?
No, it's in here. It's one of the old ones. I know I've seen it. There it is. I knew it. Oh, it's 12th century. It's one of the oldest known.
Oh, my God. That is incredible.
It's almost an exact match. And you know something else? This is the same image from my dream.
Larry.
David and Joe are asleep in bed. David wakes up as he hears a strange noise. David gets out of bed and goes into Noah's room.
Hey, Noah, you know what time it is?
Yeah, I know it's late, but you gotta see this.
Well, it's just, I mean, it's way past your bedtime, but it's, what is that?
It's part of my exhibit for the science fair at school.
Well, that's amazing. How did you do that?
It was easy. First, I discovered that spiders are sensitive to sound waves and seem to move when they hear various frequencies. Then I experimented with the frequencies to make them move in specific patterns. I calculated their movements with my computer, and I reprogrammed them. Their circular webs started changing into something more elongated. I call it structured bridge. This geometric design is extraordinarily strong and would be equal to a beam that could hold 1,000 pounds per square inch.
Did he do this on his own? Did you help him?
No, he's done it all by himself. He's just sort of taken off all of a sudden, you know, in the last month or so. His sister is highly gifted, too.
No. This is more than highly gifted. This is genius. He's going to win the National Science Fair.
...that exists today, a bridge of this type could span the entire solar system. Are there any questions?
'Twas brillig and the slithy toves, dig iron gimbal in the wabe. All mimsy were the borogoves, and the mome raths outgrabe.
Wait, did that say mimsy?
Yep.
Let me see. Look, she's got mimsy too.
With the white rabbit?
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is mimsy. She came here to find me. I don't know why.
White rabbit, just like in the book. You know, he was the one who was always late for a very important date. Where did you get it?
We found her on the beach. Noah thinks she's from outer space, but he doesn't really know.
Outer space?
Do you believe in aliens?
Aliens? Like flying saucers and things like that? Yeah, I guess I do, sort of.
Noah does, too.
Oh, well, boys. Mm-hmm.
Do you think aliens would ever come here?
Some people think they might be here right now and we don't even know it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
But what do they want?
I don't know.
Noah doesn't know if they're good or bad. They want to help us or kill us. Or maybe steal our brains.
Steal our brains? Hmm.
If I show you something, promise you won't tell?
Like a secret? Really? Cool. What kind of secret?
I can do a magic trick with my hand.
Really? Yeah, show me.
Here.
Okay. Whoop, thank you.
Emma runs to the box and takes out a handful of dark crystals. She throws them onto the floor and they form a circle, each piece spinning faster and faster. A blue haze appears. The babysitter stares in alarm.
It's a great magic trick, Em. Come here. Sweetheart, please, come here. Come here, okay? Oh. Ah! Oh my God.
It's okay. Does it hurt? Watch.
Oh my God! Ah! Ah! Ah!
Ah! Julie, Julie, what
happened? I gotta go!
Don't you wanna get paid?
What happened?
Nothing.
What happened? What did she do?
Nothing, Daddy. I just showed her a magic trick.
You know what? I'll call Julie in the morning. I'm sure it was nothing.
It's not just Julie. It's everything. I mean,
What about Noah's science project, huh? Mm. How did he do that all by himself? I mean, usually he struggles, he needs my help, and suddenly he's in a league of his own. I mean, something is just not right.
What's not right? Look, we got two special kids with great minds, imaginations.
No, you're not getting it. You know, I'm scared. It's just not normal.
Yeah, don't talk like that. Look, you're overreacting to this.
David, stop it. Open your eyes. I think we need to do something. We have to get help.
Yeah, all right, we'll get help. What kind of help?
Noah picks up the shell from his bedroom floor and holds it to his ear. He walks over to his computer and looks at the undulating lines on the screen. Noah kneels down on the floor and picks up the green crystal, which is glowing and sparkling, the patterns moving around. As he holds the crystal near the blue snail-like object, the crystal is pulled into it like a magnet. Struggles to pull out the crystal. The object forms into a type of metal ball with four legs. The ball glows and shakes. Noah moves back, his arm shielding his eyes. The glowing and shaking stops, and Noah looks out of the window into the night sky. A man sits in a control room doing a crossword puzzle. The lights go out.
Who's that? Hey, George, what's going on? Stop messing around, this isn't funny. Whoa, I just lost power in sector 4. Keith, see if you can't reroute power through substation 5.
Sector 3's offline. Homeland Security?
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh my gosh.
Noah hides the object and leaps into bed as David comes into the room carrying a torch.
Hey, Noah, you all right?
Daddy, what's happening?
Hey, sweetie, it's a blackout. The whole neighborhood's dark. Did you guys hear that sound?
They're saying that it's blacked out half the state.
Unbelievable.
They don't know what's caused it.
Well, they will. They always know exactly how these things start.
They do?
Oh, yeah. Ah!
Well, that didn't last long.
No.
You okay?
I'm going down there now. Oh, man, it's been a crazy morning. The FBI, the Pentagon's been calling. Look, I can't talk right now, Bill. Well, somebody has to have the keys. Look, Bill, just get everybody down there now.
Lorna.
Who?
Your daughter, Nate. She wants to know what's happening.
Tell her so does the president. He wants to know, too. Hey, baby, you know where my computer codes are?
He'll call you back, honey. Did you try your dresser? Under your underwear?
Got it.
I knew you should never have agreed to this. You had a perfectly good job at the Justice Department, and now, all of a sudden, you're a terrorism expert.
Look, baby, the national director appointed me. What do you want me to do? Call in sick?
But no one ever actually thought you'd... I mean, this is Seattle, Nate. Why would terrorists attack Seattle?
I don't know, Sheila. Look, we got the Boeing plant, we got Microsoft, we got the music experience. I don't know, baby. I gotta go. I'll call you later, baby.
Nate.
Huh?
Your fly.
Who?
Zip up your fly.
Oh, thank you. I love you, baby.
Mm-hmm. It grew right in front of my eyes. I moved stuff inside the crystal, and... then wash. Half of us stay blacked out.
What do you think it is, Noah?
I don't know, but we have to throw it out. All of them, all of the toys, everything. It's just too dangerous.
No.
Emma, what if something terrible's about to happen?
That won't happen.
How do you know?
Mimsy told me.
Mimsy, she's one of them. She came with them.
Nighttime, Noah dreams of crystal shapes.
Oh,
hexagon, rhomboid, a cube, tesseract, pyramidal, octahedron, a cube, helix, rhombus, hexagon, tesseract, octahedron, helix, a cube,
good morning. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
For those of you who don't know, I'm Regional Director Nathaniel Broadman, and this is Briefing 1 of Alert 22D. I think this is the day we've been training for, everybody.
Training? Nate, we've only had 2 meetings.
And thank God for those. Look, we're going to do this right, and we're going to do it by the book. Stu, you're up first. What do you got?
This is from NSA. Global positioning zeroed in on the Queen Anne section of Seattle. No suspicious net chatter.
How could a surge like that originate from a residential neighborhood?
That's what we want to find out. I got a very bad feeling about this one.
This is important. No, I'm not taking them to the emergency room. Look, I know Dr. Sherman very well. Please get him to call me. Eat up, guys.
Can you get me some orange juice?
Uh-huh.
Can you please get me some orange juice? I had a strange dream last night. I dreamed about a bridge.
Noah stares at Emma in alarm.
What kind of bridge? I don't know what kind. I dreamed that they were gonna build a really big one. Across the whole universe. And you know what? It's gonna come right to our house.
Hello, Noah.
Mr. White.
Who is it,
Is
Noah?
Your mother... Oh, hello, Mrs. Wilder. I'm so sorry to barge in on you like this. I was going to call, but I thought it would be better if I came by in person. This is my fiancé, Naomi.
Hello.
Do you have a minute?
Sure, come on in.
Great. Okay, thank you.
Please sit down.
Noah? Do you think your mother and I could have a moment or two alone, please?
Okay, go finish breakfast, sweetie.
I guess. Sure. Whatever.
Is everything okay?
Yeah.
Something is going on with your son, and I'd like to talk to you about it. Ever since the science fair, but really even before that.
Yes, I know. I've been feeling the same thing.
There's something I'd like to show you.
Larry takes a book out of his briefcase.
What is this? This is a Tibetan painting. It's called a mandala. It's a symbolic representation of the universe. This one's actually almost 1,000 years old.
It's beautiful, but why are you showing it to me?
These were drawn by your son.
Noah drew these?
Amazing. When I saw Noah's drawings, they really struck a chord, especially this one, which is particularly rare.
Yeah, this is actually an astrological configuration. The book says it's a map to the past and future. In Tibet, they believe that there are extraordinary children with this very special knowledge and abilities. They are considered actually very rare souls, very gifted, like Noah. They're called tolkus.
And then they even have a particularly specific means of identifying these children. Markings on their hands. Palm readers can look at their lines and tell if they're one of these special beings.
We met some of these kids, and I actually had the honor of being able to look at their palms, which was...
Naomi studied with a palm reader for several years. She's quite good.
Larry.
No,
thank
I
you.
Mean, you are.
Well...
You're very gifted. So...
Can she look at mine?
Honey, what are you doing here?
I couldn't help it. I wanted to look. Will you?
I'm not actually an
Mom,
expert.
Please?
I'm sorry, I just don't believe in all of this stuff.
I know it sounds really weird, but there are many cultures that take this very seriously. Okay. Let's see.
Do you see anything?
This is a very good hand. Really, this is what the lamas would call auspicious, meaning that you will have a very good life.
But is it special?
It's very special in its own way. It's just not what I was talking about before.
What about mine?
Naomi looks excited as she studies Emma's hand.
What is it? What's wrong?
This is a very special hand. Do you see how simple the lines are? I've never seen anything so pure.
What does it mean?
It means you have a remarkable child.
Do you have a copy machine? We need to find some way to document this. Maybe we could show it to some people?
No, sorry, I don't.
Mom, sure you do.
No, I'm sorry. Look, this is all starting to feel too strange for me.
It's been so strange for both of us as well.
I'd just like you to stop.
Thank you for your time. We should go, I think. Thanks.
It's a very cute bunny.
She's Mimsy. She's my teacher. She teaches me everything. She taught me about the painting in the book. She told me it was called the Seven Mountains.
My daughter has a very active imagination. Oh, come on. That's not what it's called, is it?
The recent mysterious blackout are now zeroing in on Seattle as the likely source. And in other news, 40 are dead.
David switches off the TV.
Hey, why don't you come to bed?
No, I'm not tired.
Oh. You gotta, stop thinking about this stuff. You really do.
No, I can't. David, the lines on her hands, I've never noticed them before.
Hey, look. I mean, what do you know about palmistry? This woman, she could have told you anything. How would you know?
Emma knew the painting. She knew what it was called. It's just not possible.
I mean, I think you're just making way too much out of it.
Oh, David, you said that we'd get help now.
All right, what are we gonna tell the doctor? Our kids have funny lines in their hands and they make weird drawings. I don't buy any of this stuff, you know?
I don't understand. What do you mean? I don't want the world to end. Ever. I love the world. I don't want it to die. I know. With all my heart. I love you so much.
Emma picks up Mimsy and holds it tightly. Next morning at breakfast,
everybody.
Hey.
Morning.
Hi.
Can I get you something?
No. I got it. It's fine.
Dad, you're eating breakfast at home.
Yes, I thought it would be nice to join you. Why not? Whoa! Take it easy there on the sugar.
But Dad, I always have the sponge.
Yeah.
Hey, Noah, stop.
Hey, Noah, where are your glasses? How come you're not wearing them?
Don't worry about it. It's okay.
Noah, go and get your glasses.
I don't need them.
Of course you do. Now go and get your glasses.
Mom, lighten up.
No, come on, Ned. Don't talk to your mother that way. Do what she said.
But, Dad,
no, do what she said. Go get your glasses, okay?
I think Mimsy's sick.
What's that?
I think Mimsy's sick.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell? Something's wrong. She's getting weaker. I'm afraid she's going to die.
She's a stuffed animal, Emma. Now, you gotta, stop it with this Mimsy stuff. Okay, here's what I'd like you to do. I'd like you to just put Mimsy away, put the rabbit away, all right? So we can have a really great breakfast together. Emma, put the rabbit away. What is wrong with this family? I mean, it's not, look, I want you to put the rabbit away, okay? All right, just, could you pass the sugar?
Emma stares at the sugar bowl. The sugar crystals rise up into the air and land on David's breakfast cereal.
Dad, you don't need that much sugar.
Emma smiles smugly at her father.
And all of a sudden, I kid you not, the sugar starts to rise by itself up. It forms this pattern, and it comes over, and all of it lands in my bowl. Now, I look at her, and she's just smiling, very, very peacefully, just looking at it. And, I mean, what is this?
This is so far out of my league. I've heard of psychokinesis being practiced by advanced meditators before, but I always thought it was just a metaphor.
No, come on. This is not a metaphor we're dealing with. It's way beyond metaphor.
I'm sorry that I was just so dismissive the other day. It was just that all of this is so beyond, and we just don't know where to turn. So we called you because we thought that maybe it could be related to Noah's drawings and the paintings in the book. We just don't know what to do.
I have a friend, Ernie Rose. He's a neurologist at Northwest Hospital. Maybe there's some kind of connection, scientific, medical, or otherwise. We could have him see your kids.
Yes, that's a very good idea.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. All right, we should get the kids. Where are the kids?
They're upstairs.
All right, so what we should do...
Help!
What is it?
Mom, Dad, it's Emma. We need you.
Mr. Wilder, should we come?
What is it, Noah?
Emma floats above her bed.
Hi, Mommy. I learned this from Mimsy, too.
Emma!
Mommy, please, it's all right.
Okay. No, I need you to give me Mimsy.
No!
Give her to me,
no.
Emma. Emma, just give her to me now.
Stop,
okay,
stop.
David,
no,
please.
Mommy, no!
Noah, it's those things that they found on the beach, and I want them out of here now. Now, Noah, where are they? Noah, where are they?
But Mom!
Where are they? I want them out of here now!
No!
Mom!
What? Stop it! Where are they?
They're in my backpack, okay? No!
Mom!
Mom!
Joe, what are you doing?
I'm sorry.
Mom, we didn't do anything!
Let me go!
Noah!
Joe dumps the objects and Mimsy into a bin outside. Noah watches from a window. Nighttime, Emma lies on her bed, crying. Noah comes into the bedroom and takes Mimsy out of his backpack.
Don't say I never did anything for you.
Mimsy! How'd you find her?
She was in the garbage. Don't let Mom see.
The sparrows, too?
They're in bad shape. They're crumbling.
You have to hurry, Noah.
To what?
I've got to show you something.
Emma takes a large book from her bedside cabinet.
Why are you showing me that?
It's about Alice going to the looking glass. I think it explains what the machine is.
A sepia photograph. Caption reads, Alice Liddell, July 1860.
That looks like Mimsy. How could she have Mimsy? That was 100 years ago.
Maybe she has spinners too, Noah. Maybe she didn't get what she was supposed to do. Maybe she needed a brother like you.
Like me, what for?
Because you're my engineer.
What do you mean, your engineer?
I mean, I can't do it all alone, Noah. Noah, I have to look.
Emma and Noah sit by a rug on the bedroom floor. The dark crystals are in a circle in front of them. A blue haze rises up from the circle. Emma puts her hand in Noah's, then puts her face into the glowing haze. Her face sparkles. She sees two men working in a laboratory.
Emma? Emma!
Noah pulls Emma out of the haze. Emma slumps on the bed, her body jerking.
What is it?
I think Emma's hurt.
Hold on.
You all right?
Joe!
Oh, my gosh.
Emma, it's going to be all right. Hold on.
What is it? What happened?
What's going on?
Noah?
What's going on, huh? What is it?
Are you okay, Mommy?
I'm okay.
I think she was dreaming. She must have fallen out of bed.
I wasn't dreaming, and I didn't fall out of bed. I looked through a looking glass, Mommy. I looked through it, just like Alice.
What did you see?
A strange scientist. It was scary.
Noah stares at the bed. David and Joe stand outside Emma's room.
Good night, Noah.
Oh, David.
Joe and David hug each other as they walk down the hallway. Next day.
Mr. and Mrs. Wilder, let me explain this to you. We are born with over 100 billion brain cells. The connectors are called synapses. And by the time a child reaches the age of 3, its brain has formed about 1,000 trillion of them. But then, as we become adults, we lose over half of them. And the brain becomes rigid or hardwired. All their potential brain power gets reduced, narrows down, and specializes. But your children are different. This is an image of a child's brain, age 2. This is an adult's brain. And in particular, this is Emma's. Now, not only is her development completely off the charts, but this section is all new growth. Now, the red and orange areas indicate significant brain activity. What's so amazing is that we were able to see changes in the time in between the different images. Now, there's nothing in the literature that addresses this. So I've spoken to my colleagues, and we would like to schedule some more tests as quickly as possible, if that's all right with you.
I don't know. I just can't believe this. What are you doing home? It's not even 4 o'clock.
I've taken a leave of absence from the firm, Joe. Indefinite. 2 weeks, maybe more, as long as it takes. I talked to the guys, told them we had some family problems, and they seemed okay with it. So, here I am.
Thank you. Are you sure?
I'm absolutely sure.
Daddy!
Hey, Dad, you're home early.
Daddy!
Come here. How are you doing?
That's my package.
Great, thanks.
What's going on?
Jerry, task force, step out!
Take everybody to the living room.
Get away from my mom!
Sir,
officers, who's in charge? I want to speak to who's in charge!
We'll have plenty of time to talk, trust me.
Who are you? Why are you doing this?
His name is Bogman, Mommy.
Who told you that?
We have a right to know what we're being accused of. What's this about?
You're being held for reasons of national security under the Patriot Act.
But we haven't done anything!
We know about the power outage, where it originated.
I need to get something.
Okay, you go with him.
Yes, sir.
And I'd like to know if you have a search warrant.
I got probable cause. I don't need a search warrant, sir.
Joe looks at Noah as Emma returns with Mimsy.
Look, I want everybody out of here right now and into the vans. Let's get this shut down. Let's go.
All right, you heard him. Let's go. Move it.
Daddy.
Now, go.
Get your jackets. It's pretty chilly outside.
That's my mom.
Take it, Dad.
What's going on?
No way.
Is
Wilder
coming all right?
I love my PSP.
Where are we taking them?
Not to jail, that's for sure. Look, seal this place off, go through everything. Bring me anything that looks suspicious.
Yes, sir.
Joe, David, Emma, and Noah are put into a people carrier by men wearing jackets with FBI marked on the back in large yellow letters. Broadman follows behind in a separate car.
Go.
The FBI convoy pulls up outside a large red brick building.
I want them inside.
David lifts Emma out of the carrier. The others follow.
Let's go. The four of you follow me. We good? This way. Let's go.
Mr. Robin will be in a moment to talk to you.
What's going on here, Noah? What did you do? Sweetheart, what aren't you telling us?
I didn't know. I didn't know what I could do. I didn't mean...
You didn't know what could do?
The machine, the generator.
The generator?
Guys, be quiet. They're probably listening to everything we're saying. Just...
What generator? I made it with the toys.
Whoa. Play that last part back.
The machine, the generator.
The generator?
Guys, please. Be quiet. They're probably listening to everything we're saying. Just...
What generator? I made it with the toys.
What generator? What toys?
Yeah, we got that from the break room feed. Now, the next one is a selection from the teacher.
Dave, can you give me the teacher?
I don't know anything about any continuation or terrorist cells or anything. I'm just a science teacher. I promise you, that's all I do. I teach science. I went to Nepal once, but that was just for a vacation.
Now, this next one is the babysitter.
Dave. She made her hand dissolve into a billion pieces. Like that. I mean, it wasn't natural. That's not natural, right? I mean, she's an alien. I think they all are.
Am I the only one here who doesn't have a clue to what's going on?
The family follow Broadman into a laboratory.
Thank you. We just have a few questions. Could you tell us what these are?
Those are nothing. They're just toys.
What about this?
That's just a toy, too.
What are these?
Those are spinners.
Would you ask her to keep back, Emma?
I'm not dangerous. I can show you.
David, Joe, Broughton, and the scientists watch in amazement as Emma starts the crystals to spin. The haze forms, and Emma puts her hand into it, then withdraws it. The crystals fall down.
Mimsy, show me how to do this.
Mimsy? Is that Mimsy?
Can we see your bunny?
No.
You won't hurt it.
No! I want her!
Broadman, that's a child's toy. What are you doing?
It's not like anything I've ever seen. Let's do a slice and scan right away.
Broadman, explain what's going on.
I don't know what's going on. You said it was magic. What kind of magic is that?
Where are they taking it? How long is it going to take? What are they doing?
It's not going to take that long. All you have to do is be patient.
Okay, here's the slice.
Are you getting this? It's extraordinary.
It's almost as if this thing could be alive, like it's mimicking the nervous system.
I'm gonna take it down another level. I wanna go deeper.
We're pushing the limits here, Steve. It'll start breaking up.
Just a bit more.
Whoa, stop. Look at that.
What is it?
You guys see what I see?
A multi-square pattern is on the computer screen. The scientists look at the family.
Look, I've been at Intel for more than 2 decades. I know every nanotechnology project ever initiated, all of them. We've dreamed about this. We've dreamed about creating artificial life. It would be amazing. We'd change the world. But we are eons away from achieving anything like this. Eons.
All right, let's recap what happened, at least best we can. We know these things, these objects, are made from technology that no one here has ever seen before. And somehow, they have an Intel logo etched in their molecules. We know that there was a major power outage in half the state. We know, or at least we think we saw, a little girl atomize her arm. Does anybody have any thoughts on this?
Can I talk? Mimsy would like to speak to you.
She wants to speak? Where?
She's in the other room. She's telling you what to say. The people in the future can't travel through time. They need our help. Something in them is broken. And we can fix it. We have what they need. She says it's in our genes.
Our genes?
They've been sending other Mimsies into the past to look for it. But none of them have come back. She says she is the last one.
I'm sorry. This is crazy.
No, please, let her finish.
She says people can't travel through time because they'll die. So they built dolls to do it, like Mimsy. But she won't be here much longer. She's disintegrating. Mommy, we have to send her back right away. She says everybody's dying.
Okay, that's it.
Please, just let her finish.
She's done. I want more experts brought in on this thing.
On this, there are no experts.
David and Noah lie on beds in the research building.
Noah, can you hear me? I need you. I need you to help me.
Where are you?
Noah, don't talk. I don't want to wake anyone.
Do you hear me?
See, you can do it too.
It's like walkie-talkies.
Better. We need to get the spinners and the generator.
Noah goes to the door but hesitates.
There's a camera. What do we do?
Use your spider speak, Noah.
Right. Got it.
Noah peers through the partially open door. A swarm of beetles crawl up the wall and attack the camera near the ceiling. Noah runs down the corridor. Noah and Emma creep into another corridor and run towards the laboratory.
It's locked.
Emma closes her eyes tightly. Mimsy is in a laboratory jar. A red light glows on the door lock. The door opens. Smiling, Emma runs over to Mimsy. Emma takes Mimsy out of the jar. Noah quickly collects the crystals from the laboratory table.
The spinners are breaking.
We need more.
We don't have more.
Yes, we do. I'm Whippy. Under the bed. I can see them.
But what good is that going to do us?
Mom, we have to hurry.
Emma and Noah run down a corridor and out of the building.
There it is! Come on, Noah, let's go!
They run towards a large white van and climb on board.
You have to drive us to Whippy.
I can't drive.
Yes, you can. Just like Phantom Racer. You can do it. Come on, let's go.
Noah drives the van away from the laboratory. Noah drives a van down a dark road. It is raining.
This is a lot easier than Phantom Racer.
Please drive carefully.
What's wrong? I think we're out of gas. Now what?
Emma smiles and whispers into Mimsy's ear. Larry wakes up in his bed. He sits up, waking Naomi.
What?
I was dreaming. Oh, man, it was so vivid. You know that crab place on Highway 20?
Yeah.
I was standing in the parking lot. No, but it was... It's like I was really there.
Parking lot? Did you see any numbers? Sorry.
I was standing there, and I was waiting for something or someone, and I really wanted to run, but I couldn't move.
Honey.
And I knew something really important was gonna happen. But then I got scared and I woke up.
Okay. What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna go back to sleep.
No, no, you're not gonna go back to sleep. Mm. And you know why? Because you have to go there.
What are you talking about? Mm. This was a dream.
How many of these dreams do you have to have, Larry? Honey, the universe is speaking to you.
It is?
Larry!
What is it saying?
Well, right now, it's saying, get out of bed and put on some clothes.
Noah and Emma wait by a red flashing neon sign.
Check it out.
Do you see that? Do you see that? You keep doubting yourself and you keep doubting me, but do you see that, Larry?
Mr. White, what are you doing here?
What am I doing here? You're asking me what I'm doing here? I don't know what I'm doing here. What am I doing here?
He listened to his dream. That's what he's doing here.
Okay. Who drove you here?
We drove ourselves.
And that? And the truck? What were you doing driving a truck? You're a little boy.
You escaped. We need you. We need you to help us get to Whitby.
Whitby? What is on Whitby?
Our house, where we found Mimsy.
Well, we're not going to be able to help you with that. I'm so sorry, because your parents have probably contacted the authorities, and we could be arrested for kidnapping.
Larry, can I talk to you? Just give us a second, kids.
It's
I'm so
true,
sorry.
What I'm saying...
What are you doing? We are talking miracles here. The whole universe is trying to communicate with you, and you're worried about something as earthbound as kidnapping? God, I love you, but you drive me crazy. Come on, it's a long drive. Come on,
I don't
kids.
Even know how to get to Whitby Island.
I do. Come on, kids, get in the car.
Can I drive?
No.
Yeah, let the kid drive.
Larry,
why not?
Get in the car. Do you guys know how to use seatbelts? Put them on.
Doll.
Here you go. Here you go. Doll. Okay, everybody, fingers and toes in. Good. Seatbelts, please. Okay, Whitby Island.
Larry drives off in the dark.
Hi, this is Joe.
Oh, hi, Joe.
I'm not here right now to take your call, so please.
Damn it.
Sweetie, are you okay? Does anyone know any games? I spy.
This really is not the time.
Larry.
I don't want Mimsy to die.
Mimsy's not gonna die.
Emma begins to cry, and a tear falls onto Mimsy.
Look, trust me. We have all the roads covered. We're going to get them back. They're just two kids.
State police got an idea on the laundry truck. It was abandoned on Highway 20.
Highway 20. They're headed to our beach house on Whitby.
This is gorgeous.
Is it here?
What's the rush?
Hurry up, Noah.
Where are they?
I'm coming.
Oh, okay, man. Just let us know if you need anything.
Now what? Noah gets the key and opens the door. Emma and Noah climb the stairs to their bedroom. Emma kneels down and takes the crystals from underneath her bed.
They got lost.
We gotta go in.
Larry, just give him a second. Don't hover. Larry! Larry!
Just checking. It's fine. Hey, Noah. Hey, Emma. Hey, what's going on, guys?
Give them some space.
Can you give me a break? I'm trying to find out what these kids are up to.
Fine.
Emma puts Mimsy on a garden chair.
Here's a perfect spot.
Good.
Help me, Noah. Help me clear it out.
For what?
What, are you having a picnic here?
What are we gonna do, Em?
Get the rest.
Oh, yeah.
Emma drops some crystals onto the lawn and they start to spin. Noah fetches the rest and gives them to Emma.
Is the generator ready, Noah?
Generator? Oh, sure, it is.
A large bright haze appears in front of Emma.
What is it? Larry, what is that?
I don't know.
You're gonna have to turn it on and aim it right there. I'm scared, Noah.
Me too.
Emma and Noah hug each other. Emma picks up Mimsy. Noah takes a large blue crystal from his backpack.
I love you, Mimsy.
Emma puts Mimsy into the haze.
That is weird.
Now, Noah, make it go.
The blue crystal turns red and starts to vibrate violently in Noah's hands. Noah closes his eyes tightly. A giant, clear, geometric bubble encloses Emma and Mimsy.
For Mimsy to go back.
This is my dream. It's like I'm in my dream.
This is our destiny, Larry.
Goodbye, Mimsy. Be a good rabbit.
Emma puts her hand into the haze and strokes Mimsy. Her hand gets stuck. Squeezes into the bubble and tries to reach Emma. Noah pulls on Emma's leg and her hand comes out of the bubble. The haze rolls upwards into the night sky. It forms a geometric pattern and disappears.
We did it, Emma.
Yeah,
it worked.
Are you all right?
Larry and Naomi stare at the haze as it continues to evolve into different patterns in the sky. David and Joe hug Noah and Emma tightly. The haze disappears.
Sweetie.
Fantastic. Did you see the bridge?
That was incredible.
I don't understand this, but I know I'm sorry. Is there anything I can do for you guys? Anything at all? All right.
Broadman walks away. David kisses Joe.
Dad, can you believe all this?
Noah, you're absolutely amazing.
Wow.
No, honey, I don't know if this means anything.
Yeah?
But when it disappeared, I did see numbers.
Numbers? Larry! Oh, my God! Oh! Did you...
Come on in!
Get a lot of tickets!
Let's try to figure this all out. Please.
Yes.
Are you sure?
The price will come in. We have a lot of time.
Really? Don't you need some metal ball? Where'd Em go? Emma?
I'll miss you, Mimsy.
No, don't stop. What happened to Mimsy?
Mimsy returned to her own time. As if time had stopped. It was what the scientist had hoped for. To find a soul in the past, not contaminated by the pollutants that filled our bodies and minds. Our precious quality of humanity had been turned off. But in Emma's tears, was the instruction for an awakening. And it spread like wild flowers.
Two aliens stand by a bright light.
People shed their protective suits.
The aliens take off their masks, revealing a young man and woman. The woman touches her face.
And over time, humanity blossomed again.
Doors open and the man and woman walk into a dazzling white light.
Our world was saved by a child, very much like you. Emma was our mother, the mother of us all.
All right, children. It's getting late now. Time to go home. Don't forget your homework. See you tomorrow. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Lena.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Bye, Lena.
One by one, the children float off into the sky. The teacher waves to them. A geometric pattern of flowers rapidly unwinds. The flowers float up into the sky and form the words, "The Last Mimsy." Next, a poster of a snowtop mountain in a classroom. A teacher stands in front of a group of small children.
Now, children, who wants to tell us how they spent their weekend? Did you go to the playground? Did you spend time with your friends? Anyone? Well then, I'll just pick someone. Emma, why don't you start?
Emma smiles at the teacher. The end.
Have you heard it was on the news? Your child can read you. Like a magazine, like a has-been out to grass, like afternoon TV. Why is my life going by so fast?
Hello! Shortwave frequency, the wave connecting you and me. Hello, I love you.
Have you heard? It was on the news. The general staff can't figure out, is this campaign win or lose? Life is long, but it goes fast. The kids will have to separate their future from our past.
Hello, I love you. Is there anybody in there? The ghosts are walking by my side. I feel their love, I feel their pride. For I have built a bridge or two between me and you. Hello, I love you.
Have you heard? It was on the news. You can make your peace on the dark side of the moon. I'll see you there. We can rock and roll. Choice. We can say goodbye or say